Do you have questions about your health? Do you need to find out what's keeping you from feeling your absolute best? If so, your intuition has guided you to the right place. I am Dr. Charlize, and welcome to the Art of Healing podcast community. In this podcast, we explore all topics in health and wellness, from Reiki to functional medicine, energy medicine, chakras, and meditation. Join me every week for fresh new episodes that highlight healers, various healing modalities, and use this as your opportunity to find what healing works best for you. If you want to learn more about me, simply Google at Dr. Charlize. Enjoy. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. I was lucky enough to be able to have Dr. Tran Nguyen, who is a board-certified geriatric pharmacist, join me to discuss deprescribing. She had previously been on my show, and we had discussed many things in the pharmacy world and how it interacts with our lives. And I felt that this topic was one that we really should go back and review what deprescribing is and how to do it for different types of medications. So Dr. Nguyen is a board-certified pharmacist and a geriatric pharmacist, and she's the owner of Mimosa Health. And I will put the link for Mimosa Health, the website, in the show notes. Her mission is to provide expert advice on using medication in older adults, promote healthy aging, and educate seniors about polypharmacy and medication safety. She is a radio host of The Medicine Cabinet, which is a featured radio show in Oklahoma City, and she is a published author of Medication Management for 50 Plus. So during this episode, Dr. Nguyen and I reviewed the various types of the most commonly prescribed medications and what might be a strategy when it's time to come off those medications. Enjoy. Hello, Art of Podcast listeners. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm very lucky that a guest I had on recently was able to come back on so that we could discuss one topic that came up during her first episode, which is deprescribing. So I had some questions afterwards, and definitely as a practicing physician, this comes up a lot. So thank goodness Dr. Tran Nguyen was able to join us again. And in this episode, we're going to talk about deprescribing. We'll talk about what it is. Then we're going to cover the top prescriptions and her recommendations as far as what it would look like to start to come off of a medication if it's no longer needed. Dr. Nguyen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I am very honored to be with you again and with the audience to share my knowledge to you and everyone about deprescribing.
Thank you so much. If you don't mind, if you could remind the listeners some of your background, and particularly why deprescribing is so important to you.
I feel like we, in this healthcare system, we are taking so many medications, and we taking those for a long time. We have seen so many specialists, and sometimes they didn't talk to each other. I feel it's necessary to deprescribe medications that might not be needed anymore. So medication that were good then might not be the best choice now. And especially in older adults, they can cause more harm than good. So optimizing medication by deprescribing is very important to manage chronic conditions, avoid side effects, and also improve outcomes.
Thank you so much. So and my next question you did answer, which is, when do we know it's time for for a medication to stop. And the practice of medicine, especially in modern American medicine, many of our prescriptions are chronic. We don't intend to stop them, but we're embracing lifestyle medicine. You're working on becoming certified in lifestyle medicine. I'm training in functional medicine. And when we start looking at root causes and finding out that actually we can resolve diseases that we had previously 10, 20 years ago, it said there was no cure. It turns out there is. So it's good for us to discuss that at some point we need to, stop something, but we have to be very careful. So the first class of medications. So for the listeners, for pharmacists and for physicians, we think about prescriptions differently than for patients. So as we're describing these, I'll do the best I can to try to make that translation, because she and I will be somewhat pharmaceutical. So the first one I wanted to ask Dr. Nguyen about were medications to lower blood pressure or antihypertensives. So she and I will go a little bit deeper because they're different types of antihypertensives. But from my research, the most commonly prescribed medications we take when you have high blood pressure are lisinopril, losartan, amlodipine, and metoprolol. So if someone has high blood pressure, that's better. Let's say, just as an example, they've lost weight, they're eating a healthy diet, they hardly eat anything processed, so their sodium take is much better now. They're getting out, getting some healthy movement, and they feel 10 years younger now than they did years ago. So Dr. Nguyen, if this person's taking medications to lower blood pressure, what's the approach when it's time to come off of those?
I mean, when the patient's ready, when they come to you and visit you for annual checkup, they say, I feel like I'm taking too many medications. That's the sign or signal for you to look deeper into the medication regimen. I have seen patients on five different classes of high blood pressure medications, and I feel like that is too much, especially for an older adult that stay in bed every single day. They're not going out, they're not moving anywhere. Putting them on five different high blood pressure medication is, I feel like it's way too many. So the first thing I will look into is the duplication of therapy. Because sometimes specialists and primary care physicians will prescribe two different medications. Until that pharmacist look into that, is a duplication of therapy. I'll give you some example. So you list out lisinopril or losartan. They two medication in two different classes, but technically they work the same way. So that's, to me, is a duplication of therapy. And I have seen that in the pharmacy. Or a two medications from calcium channel blockers, like amlodipine and nifedipine. I've seen patients on both of them, and from two different prescriber, or even from the same prescriber. So that's a duplication of therapy that you can eliminate. You can deprescribe one of them, or I have seen patients on two beta blockers. Or taking beta blockers and clonidine. So they're two different classes, but the way it works, it have similar effects. So that's the, we call it low-hanging fruit. We can get rid of duplication of therapy. That's the first thing that we should look into before we do anything else. And then we look into, you talk about lifestyle changes. Is the patient want to do it or not? A lot of patients don't want to make any changes. And those are the people that are very hard to get them off medication. So they rather take five pills for blood pressure than to change the diet or exercise or do anything else that lower their blood pressure. So that you have to constantly, we call it motivational interview. We have to see where they at. So if they're not ready, we're not pushing them to get off medication. But when they're ready, you will start help them do the blood pressure log. So they will write down what time of the day they measure the blood pressure. And then you can see the pattern that in the afternoon that the blood pressure is high, or in the morning or at night. If the patient take too many medication at night, then in the morning that will have very low blood pressure. Or if they take too many medication in the morning, then usually in the afternoon the medication wean off and they have low, they have high blood pressure in the afternoon. And so you have to see the pattern and see if we can move the schedule around between blood pressure medications, see if it helped them under control, and then from that slowly lower the dose, because medication does, some medications like beta blockers or clonidine may have some rebound, hypertension. That means if you get them up too quickly, they will, the blood pressure will go up, and then that will scare the patient. And they'll say, no, I will never take off that medication because I did it before and it's not successful. So we have to be careful with blood pressure medication that, don't scare the patient when they get up, because they might have side effects if they get up too quickly. So we have, and then we also look into the liver, the kidney. If they have diabetes, we follow the guidelines. So we have guidelines with other disease that they have, that they might need certain medication for long term. They cannot get off, but we can always lower the dose when the blood pressure under control. So there's different way to approach this deprescribing issue. So it's just up to you as physician and the patient, and see what they want to do.
So it sounds like from your advice, the one thing that a listener, if they're being treated for high blood pressure, or the few things they'll need to get started with, is possibly understanding what they're taking, because it's possible they could be taking different types of blood pressure medications. Then from there, when they work with their doctor, understanding as they're coming off that we might see the rebound hypertension. And so being prepared for that. So they need to have a working blood pressure cuff, and then a way to track their blood pressure. And that would be maybe the best place to start. For instance, if you're listening and you have a doctor's visit coming up, then that's a way you can prepare before you get to the doctor's office, is making sure you've got your cuff ready, you're ready to track, and then knowing which medicines you take to lower your blood pressure. So great. Thank you so much. Then the next class of medications that are commonly prescribed are to lower cholesterol. So high cholesterol has several names you'll hear clinically and you hear in conversation. We'll use the term hyperlipidemia, mixed hyperlipidemia, high cholesterol, dyslipidemia. All of that kind of, you know, rounds around to your one of your cholesterols that we think is dangerous, that can cause damage to your blood vessels, is too high. So we have the medications that are commonly known as the statins that are prescribed to lower. So the common statins are the generic name atorvastatin or simvastatin. And there are several of these on the market. But Dr. Nguyen, when it comes to deprescribing statins, what are your recommendations?
I usually teach the patient how to read the cholesterol panel, because most of the time physician will call them and say, hey, your total cholesterol way too high, is over 200. You have to be on statin forever. I teach them how to read that number, Because if you have, I have seen patient in nursing home, one is, both of them do have total cholesterol over 200. But one of them has to be on cholesterol medication, and one of them is not. They don't, they doesn't have to be on cholesterol medication. So why is that? So total cholesterol is, there's a formula to calculate total cholesterol. So you have to look at the HDL, LDL, and then the triglyceride. So if you look at those numbers, they varies. Even though your total cholesterol number is the same for two patients, for example, but the individual, so if they have high HDL, good cholesterol, and but they have low LDL and low triglyceride, when you add it up with that formula, you can Google that formula, it come up with over 200 because your HDL is 150, which is not very common, but I have seen some older adults that are very healthy. They have very high cholesterol, high HDL. So that make their number looks really, the total cholesterol number looks really bad. But in fact, they have low risk because they have very high HDL, but they have low, very low LDL and low triglyceride. So that person not supposed to take statin drug. And then you look at another case, a common case will be most patient I have seen, they have low HDL, which is low good cholesterol, but they have very high LDL or high or both high triglyceride. So this type will be on cholesterol medications or medications that treat LDL or treat high LDL or treat high triglyceride. So that is the right way to put patient on cholesterol medication. So when you look at that, you will reevaluate and say, should I be on cholesterol or not? That is how I evaluate and recommend for deprescribing. So we have to find the right candidate to be on cholesterol medication in general. And then I'll ask for the risk, the benefit, side effects, or drug interaction. So so if after I evaluate all of that, I will make recommendation to deprescribe. So if they on it because they have a stroke or because of the guidelines, some guidelines recommendation on cholesterol to prevent stroke. So that we can evaluate on that, even though their cholesterol number looks really good, but that's for prevention. You can always put the patient on low dose. I know the guidelines put patient on very high dose of cholesterol medications, and I feel like it's not appropriate for everyone. So, I know guidelines, I feel like guideline is just a guide. It's not a Bible. So we have to individualize our plan for each patient. And of course, we always mention the lifestyle. So which patient that can do it, which patient cannot. So we have to look into it. With patient that cannot cook, cannot take care of themselves, sometimes they don't have a choice about the food they eat. So we be careful when we take up cholesterol medications. Or with patients that they're motivated to change, then we can keep watching them and encourage them to you know, do lab work every year so we can follow up with them. But most patients, I look into their cholesterol and cholesterol panel, and then I will explain to them what each numbers mean. And I have patients call me up and freak out because their physicians want them to be on cholesterol medication. And so I explain to them why they want them to be on it and why they should not be on it. So that's a way to deprescribe cholesterol medication. So mostly lifestyle changes, and then understand what each cholesterol number means, and then we can help patient to get on a cholesterol medication or get off a cholesterol medication.
So if you've got a visit coming up, it might help if you've got the information of what your last cholesterol reading was. That could be helpful. And then being prepared to just have some awareness about how you're living. So having some awareness of your diet, having some awareness of your activity level, definitely having some awareness of like if there's some goals that you want to meet. Whenever I'm working with patients and we come to this discussion of maybe it's time to deprescribe a statin, typically what we do, and depending on the setting, because Dr. Nguyen mentioned that there are going to be some higher risk individuals where it has to be a different conversation. We have to protect your blood vessels in the brain or around the heart. But typically I would recommend that we could, make sure we know where you start, go ahead and pause the medication, and then maybe check your cholesterol after you've been off of it and make sure that you indeed did okay, that you did okay with the lifestyle. So thanks, Dr. Nguyen. That's a great explanation. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. I wanted to close things off with this episode to remind you that I've got some new projects that are available. One of those is a course in mindfulness, a topic that's near and dear to me, that is something that I have been using in my own personal practice of healing and growth. And I'm so excited to share with the world. So if you're interested, click your show notes to find out more. And then I am working on my book, The Heart of Being. And I am looking for readers who want to give me some input. So if you would be interested in receiving a small bit of the book, I'll put a link below to send me a message. Thanks so much. Thank you so much for joining during this episode of the Art of Healing podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a review. Also, you can check your show notes to find out how to get a copy of this and future episodes emailed directly to your inbox, available to listen to anytime. Finally, if you have questions or wish to connect to me, check your show notes to find out how we can get connected and find out how I can be of service to you.